show you don't want to miss.
The Big E Sports Show
with Elissa Walker-Campbell. Stay tuned as Elissa goes up close and personal with some of the biggest names in the world of sports. From Dallas Cowboys Hall of Fame quarterback Roger Staubach to legendary broadcaster Pat Summerall. Think big. Think big. It's all happening right here on the Big E Sports Show.
Elissa Walker-Campbell, we are taking you through another exciting weekend of college football. And for the Oklahoma Sooners, they can exhale a little bit because they are now in very good hands with their redshirt freshman quarterback, Landry Jones, after an ever-impressive performance last Saturday night with the win in Norman over Idaho State at Owen Field. You know, a lot of folks were kind of wondering, how would Landry perform with the pressure on? And of course, this was his first time to start. And you also have to throw in there, I mean, I was there at the game, despite all the rain, Landry Jones delivers in a very big way. It was a very impressive win. So we kind of wanted to do our research, and I thought, what better person to invite on our program this weekend? We can kind of go behind the scenes and find out a little bit more about this exceptional young man. So we have invited on his high school coach from Artesia High School in New Mexico, Coach Cooper Henderson. What a pleasure, Coach, to have you on the program. Welcome aboard.
Thank you very much. It's nice to share with you today, Lisa.
Well, Cooper, we're going to have a lot of fun kind of reliving so many of the memories and the opportunity that you had, as I had said, to, you know, coach such an exceptional young man. But first of all, let's just get right to it. What were your thoughts on Landry's performance last week against Idaho? I know you and I had spoken earlier before that game, but I know it wasn't the greatest competition going against an Idaho State team, but I think it was the perfect game and environment for him to debut as a starter and take that big leap forward.
I really do, too, and of course, I wasn't surprised in the fact that I just think Landry's one of those young men that's prepared himself well for the moment and will be ready to step in and do whatever's expected of him. He's kind of been that kind of player all along where he just has a lot of poise, a lot of confidence, and yet has a lot of fun playing the game of football.
He has a lot of confidence, and certainly we saw the physical talent, especially with him and Ryan Broyles, the wide receiver from Oklahoma, making those terrific connections. But I just thought overall his game management, he allowed it to come to him. He wasn't trying to force anything. Can you talk a little bit about his game management?
You know, in high school, it's rare that you get a player that can see the field like Landry could, and we threw the ball quite a bit. And he really, through the years, I haven't found many quarterbacks that could see the field and just, I say, make decisions out there as well as he can. He does a great job of that, and I think that's one of his strengths. He has quite a few, but I think that's definitely one of them. He has a real strong arm, as you saw in that game as well, too, that he can throw a ball well.
Absolutely, because as I said, I was on the sidelines, and that's the thing, is that he has such a tremendous feel for the game, but just that patience, he knows when to be conservative, and he also knows when he can go deep. I mean, I'm sure you saw a lot of that in high school, and obviously that's why he was able to take his game to the next level.
It really is, and he made plays at times that people would just shake their head. You know, I've shared a couple of times, his very first play as a sophomore, when we were using him a little bit as utility man a lot of different directions, and you know, our first game, we were behind, and it was in the second half, and had a center snap the ball over his head, and he just ran back and picked up and ran a little circle and found the receiver wide open in the end zone and got us ahead in a game we were really struggling with. And in a sophomore in high school, being able to do that, you know, started his career out about how I was hoping it might go.
We are going one-on-one with Cooper Henderson. He is the athletic director at Artesia High School. Of course, he is the head football coach and had the opportunity to coach Oklahoma's starting quarterback right now, Landry Jones. And he's going to be sharing some great stories with us this weekend, so stay close by. Of course, you are tuning in to the Big E Sports Show, and I am your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. Before we get too far into the radio interview, hey, we want you to join us online at eradiosports.com. You can also join us on twitter.com/eradiosports. And of course, this exclusive interview is being brought to you by our good friends at Western Company of Texas, the guys with the green pumps. Now, Cooper, I have to share and be very candid with our listening audience. My husband and I, we lived in the Four Corners area out there in New Mexico for about 5 years. And I can't ever remember us having, you know, such, a ton of rain or those kind of playing conditions. I have to ask you now, Artesia is in the southeastern corner of the state of New Mexico. What did you think when you saw the rain, the conditions that he was having to play? Because it was very poor conditions.
I just knew if anybody, again, because of his poise and the way he handled things, if anybody could handle it, Landry could. We never get snow here, and we had a playoff game his junior year where it snowed, and they couldn't even clear it off the field, and, you know, all the fans are wanting you to cancel the game and postpone it. We won't, because we throw the ball out. You won't be able to do it. And Landry had a great time throwing the ball that day.
Certainly does speak to how mentally tough that he can be and the certain focus that we saw. So take us back to Landry Jones, those early memories of coaching him in Artesia. You were talking about a playoff game, but he led Artesia to two state championships. Was that back-to-back state championships?
Yes, that was the 2 years he started quarterback for us. We were back-to-back state champions, and our schedule is one where we try to play. We're a 4A school, and we try to play some of the better 5A teams as well, and he was very successful, allowed us to compete at both levels. That we were undefeated his junior year and lost a close game or two his senior year against some 5A people that were real good. And he just, you know, throughout the time, it just week after week, he would always seem to come up with something that would be the difference maker, or come up with a big play and do those things that you wanted done. But a lot of it was due to his work habits and his self-discipline and getting himself where he wanted to be, you know, throughout the year. But some of those kind of fun times, I think, too, you look back and you think about a young man like this. We know his junior year when we played the state game, he was really sick, and he just went ahead and, you know, he did pretty well one of those trips where he had to lay on the floor on the bus to be able to get there, but got up and played a really fine ball game that day. And after the game, they did some more checking on him. He had mono, and I was glad that he was okay, but thankful they didn't discover that quite early enough. He wouldn't have been able to play with us. And it's that kind of mental toughness, those kind of things that I think really make great ball players sometimes.
Certainly displayed that inner fortitude and just that mental toughness, as you had said, you know, where he gritted it out. But you talk about his junior, even his senior year, but what about Landry Jones as a freshman, as a sophomore, as he started to evolve? When were you able to, Coach Henderson, when did you identify that natural talent and that special gift that Landry has?
Well, I've been here a while, and when Landry was in elementary school, we have a little elementary track meet, and they have a football throw, and he still holds the record in that I don't remember what it is, but it's by quite a distance, and nobody's come close to it, so you knew he could throw the ball. But really, we start a playing ball at 6th and 7th grade here, and Landry really from the very beginning stood out among his classmates. Again, you never can project at that age where they'll end up, but when you saw his ability and then saw his work ethic and his goals that he had set, it was pretty evident that he was going to do real well, because he's one that would spend the extra time. He played other sports, which we encourage him to do. He was a good basketball player, competed well in everything he did. But then at the other end of it, he was willing to spend that extra time working on whether it was footwork or throwing the ball in the net or getting receivers out and throwing them. He's one that just always took the initiative himself to go ahead and work on those things. And, you know, in coaching, you really enjoy those years.
Cooper, you've had the opportunity to coach a number of terrific players that have gone on to play Division I ball. Is Landry Jones, is he the best quarterback to ever come out of the state of New Mexico?
You know, I would be biased. I would want to say he is. I'm sure there'd be others argue with me, but I guess we'll see. He definitely, the results he had in high school definitely would put him up there at the top, I feel like, in the way he competed and the things he did.
Tell me, too, quickly, and I know this seems like such a simplistic question, but how far can Landry throw the ball?
You know, that's another one of those. His arm, I've seen him throw it 50, 60 yards on some passes at times, but he can put a ball. What I really liked, his placement of the ball. He had real good control of the ball in high school. You just don't see people that can place a ball. We were able to do lots of things that you normally couldn't do in high school just because his ability to put a ball on a line and put it at a spot that where it needed to be.
We are zeroing in and talking about Landry Jones with his high school coach, Cooper Henderson. Of course, he is the athletic director at Artesia High School out there in New Mexico. And of course, he is the head football coach. And it is interesting, as you kind of shared some of those early memories of Landry and having the opportunity to coach him. But what about when he was going through the recruiting process? Perhaps what kind of advice did you give him? And I think it is amazing because we have heard the story many times that it was always his dream to play at Oklahoma. And it's great that he is living his dream.
It really is exciting that he got to live his dream. Landry was one of those young men that was fortunate enough. His parents were able to help him also in the sense of letting him go to some camps and be seen in some places. And he was highly recruited. We had quite a few coaches in here, particularly during his junior year, during basketball season. I got to visit with a lot of coaches. And he handled the process real well. I felt like he really knew that he wanted to make his mind up before his senior year where he was headed. And I know he also knew if OU offered him, that's where he wanted to go. And once they offered it, he just was very polite with other coaches, but told them no, you know, this he wasn't interested in talking anymore. That he'd made his mind up, and it really was his dream to go there. And so I think a lot of things influenced that. He had family from Oklahoma, but also had gone to their camps and really really liked Coach Heupel. And I think since then you see that Coach Heupel probably is one of the best quarterback coaches in the nation as far as working with quarterbacks, and you see what he's done with the people that have come through since he's been there. So I think he knew that would provide him some great opportunity if he could go there and had an opportunity to compete there.
You know, of course, getting the opportunity to play for one of the best coaches in the country in Bob Stoops, but you really nailed it when you talked about his influence with Josh Heupel and the opportunity to work one-on-one with Landry Jones. But you think of just the tradition with Oklahoma's quarterbacks. There's been so many great ones. I mean, Jack Mildren way back in the day, but Josh Heupel, Jason White, you know, Sam Bradford.
Right. No, and that's what I think a lot of people kept asking, you sure you want to go there with the, you know, the quarterbacks, because you could play sooner, you could do something somewhere else. And I think that's what really attracted him, was that kind of program with the leadership of Coach Stoops and the way that you know if you go to OU, you're going to have a chance to compete and be one of the best teams in the country. And so I think that was one of the strongest appeals to him of coming to OU, as far as he knew that, you know, the competition was going to be really tough, but that his opportunity to compete at the top level would be as good as anywhere in the country.
Cooper, you had the opportunity to coach Landry Jones for 4 years, of course, in high school. But do you, as a coach, I mean, we see this so many times. I mean, I still stay in touch with my high school coach. I mean, where you are, you know, perhaps giving him still advice and just kind of helping him stay focused on the task that's at hand, because there is so much attention and focus being the quarterback of a Division I school, especially like the University of Oklahoma.
Honestly, because Landry is, and they do such a great job at OU, the times I get to talk to him or when I visit with him, I'm asking him about his classes and how he's involved in his church, or what he's, you know, what kind of things he's doing in those areas of his life. Those are the kind of things that I try to talk about, because I know he gets plenty of help on the football and all that end of it every day. And so I'm asking him what kind of classes he's taking, and is he learning something, and is he finding the right relationships that he's working in the environment he's working in?
All I have to say, Cooper, is it's like Landry Jones was born to be a Sooner. I mean, and wear that crimson and cream. But it's amazing, kind of a little tidbit that you and I were talking about before we were doing this interview, is that Landry Jones was named after the great Tom Landry. I mean, he was born for greatness, wasn't he?
Of course, speaking in your area, I would think so. That's sure my role model as a coach, of the kind of person you want to be. And I know when he was born, his dad was a pretty big Cowboy fan, and that just fit. And I, like you said, I think since day one, it seems like if he could be kind of programmed or destined to be some way, he definitely has had a head start at it.
What's really refreshing about Landry Jones, because he seems to be such a humble young man, and of course he comes from such an exceptional home, but he is very candid. He's very open with his faith, and we've seen that. Kind of share a little bit as far as the spiritual side to Landry Jones, and what a tremendous role model he is for our young men.
Well, I think that when you start looking at the faith of a young man, you of course go back to their family, and he was raised in a strong Christian home, good environment with Kevin and Kelly, and had grandparents here that also were a great influence on him. And then it's just one of those young men that as he grew up, matured in his faith. And I've been real excited to see some of the things that he's doing, working with other athletes and witnessing and working with kids. I just think that kind of comes as something that he expects to do, to, you know, just part of his faith, part of his daily life. And again, we all know that's really some of the things that really are what makes someone the difference in the kind of difference they're going to make, whether it's on the football team or whether it's in the classroom or wherever they go.
Well, I'd love to have Landry on, because I'd love to ask him, but who are, I wonder, some of his role models? I thought I read somewhere that Carson Palmer was his role model.
You know, and he was one of the people I know quarterbacking coming up that Landry did admire. Of course, USC was on a run there when Landry was a younger player, and he, like I said, always wanted to be part of the best, and they were on a run, and I think he got pretty interested in following him.
Hoover Henderson has been along with us this weekend on the Big East Sports Show. I am your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. This is going to be on our podcast page, so we want to direct you to our radio website. That is eradiosports.com, and also join us on twitter.com/eradiosports. I've got about time for another two quick questions. Just your thoughts, Cooper. You've coached so many terrific kids throughout the years, but your heart and thoughts certainly about Sam Bradford, because I have to tell you, I got physically sick when I saw him go down in that BYU game. Such a special young man.
He really is. I've been real fortunate that the OU coaches are so nice to you in spring ball. I've been able to go watch the last 2 years and sit in on quarterback meetings. And Sam Bradford is one of the most amazing young men to want to come back and be a part of that team and that success. And that's the part that I know Landry is too. Everyone's hoping that he heals and is back going here soon. You mentioned Landry, and I think Sam would exemplify that as a great role model, the humbleness, a young man who you get to see in New York, receiving Heisman and doing the things that he's doing, and you meet him on the college campus, and you wouldn't think he's anybody special at all, and that's just kind of his demeanor, and I certainly hope that things pick up real quick for him.
You've been listening to the voice of Cooper Henderson. He's the athletic director at Artesia High School, of course, the head football coach. And the future certainly is bright for the redshirt freshman quarterback at Oklahoma, Landry Jones. My final question for you, Cooper, is what is the inspiration behind Landry Jones's mustache? Because, boy, he's got the American Mustache Institute backing him. I mean, the guys here in studio with me today, they're like, is it like a Tom Selleck mustache or is it a Ned Flanders mustache?
Well, I kidded him. I'll be honest, I will not be the good answer for that one, because we had a dress code in high school that you had to be clean shaven, and I asked him last spring if the coaches there couldn't loan him a razor. We always, if kid didn't clean shaven, we loan him a razor to get that done, and so I give him a pretty hard time. I think that that's kind of been a fun thing for him and some of the teammates, it sounds like, and I don't have the answers in that area, but let's just keep up the good work. Whatever's working is working.
Well, we're all trying to figure out what classification we're going to put in. Is it the chevron style? How would you kind of describe that particular mustache? But it's a lot of fun, and it certainly puts a lot of smiles on a lot of Sooner faces. And hopefully, they'll do very well this weekend against a very good Tulsa team that will be playing at Owen Field. Cooper Henderson, thank you so much. It's your first time on the program. We wish you all the best, and good luck. You've got a big game this weekend, too.
We do. We're ready to get back with it and see if we can just get a little better. We thankfully don't have a schedule where you have to be like at OU every week of the season at the top, but we'll be in the district here in another few weeks, and we hope to be where we want to be by that time.
Thank you, Coach. Listen, good luck, and we will definitely catch up with you again real soon. A lot of fun to have you on the program. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We appreciate the opportunity.
You bet. We're going to step aside. Jason Peter's going to be with us in just a moment, going under the helmet and breaking down Big 12 conference football play. We'll be right back.